the signs of the Jews, and of course known everywhere on earth. Mechaber Paskin and Mechaim, Mechaber Paskin and Kuf Nun Hei. After she ate him, he said, Kness, he had a place of medish, 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 seems to take some of the task for following Rabbi Yishmael. But our Gemara says that Harvey also did for all of the Yosha. So that's what we explain, that what seems to come out of the sugya is that that everybody is in agreement as to what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is. The machlokes in how to achieve the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So in that, there's no psak. That's what the Bali says. The mitzvah of Torah is to learn as much as he can. So experience determines what is as much as you can. So the mechaber following Abaye and following Rava, who say that we should follow Rabbi Yishmael. So the Mishnah Chavetz Chaim says, and you can only say what the Chavetz Chaim said if you learn Pshat or you learn Pshat. Because if you were to learn Pshat, there's really a machlokes ba'ivan ikronik between Mishnah and Rabbi and Shimon Yechai, and the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Shmuel, the Hakut of Chavetz Chaim say, yeah, but the Yechidei school will go against it then. All right. Elamai, what the Chavetz Chaim says, is Zeh Nem L'Chal Oilem. So what do you have a halacha that's L'Chal Oilem? Different halachas for different people. Right? Elamai, he must have learned the way we learned Pshat. And that's when he pointed out yesterday, the Brisk Rav, and say Mahalach. In Parshas Chayesara, the Brisker Rav comes from a slightly different angle, and that's from the last Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. But he also is learning from Pshat and Asugya. The last mission of the Seventh Kiddushin is Rabbi Niroi Omer Meniach Anis Kol Humna Sheva Olam Ve'eini Melamne Es B'ni El Atera Pei Beis V'shor Kol Humnes Einan Kein. Rabbi Niroi says that I would look her against the Mishnah in Lamed Vav. This is the person who could teach his child an umnas. He says, no, I'll teach him only Tera. Why? Because every other umnas, a person gets sick, Rahman, he's old Rahman al Islam, he's in pain. Nope, he can't do melacha. He'll starve. Amal Tera Nikkei. Ela Mishamar Tera Kolera. Bin Urasli. Then they said, as they are, the Tera takes care of a person. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said on me. Now, what bothered the Brisker Rav is the mission of the Machlokes. Rav Meir says, "La'olam yilma yilamei adam es benoy umnas nekiya bekala." Person should choose a white collar profession for himself. Umnas kala nekiya. Right? So the Gemara says in Erevin that Rav Meir is of Neroi. The Brisker Rav said, this is not a stira, this is a stira, but tachlis hastira. It's the same person. How could Rav Meir, right? The Gemara's trying to hide something over here and use the nickname. Rav Meir says, I'm teaching my child the umnas kalanaki. If Meroy's going to teach my child, then he's there. So says the Brisker Rav is coming from the days. That it's not a stira, it depends on the person. Rav Shimon the two Malchim, Rav Meir, who was allegedly said b'shem Rav Meir and Mishmal, who was being said b'shem Rav Neiroi, he was Rav Yochai. The Brisker Rav Mahalach is slightly different, but I think it's essentially the same. We'll have a look at it. He discusses the machlokes of Sheikh Rashbi and Rabbi Yishmael. Said Abaye is found that he's fascinating like Rabbi Yishmael, But the Rambam will discuss later on and Shmik to the Yevil, Yid Gimel, everyone has to know that halacha, probably not already, seems to paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The truth is that you know that the Rambam knows some kind of passages like Rabbi Yishmael. So how you talk in that Rabbi, the passage of Rabbi Yishmael in Tamil Torah, and Shema Yerichai, he doesn't speak to the Yerichai. Shema Yerichai, the famous Rambam. The Rambam says anybody wants to be Kim Nei Levi could be Kim Nei Levi. And in other words, to learn and be dependent, Kol Boi Oilam, Kol Ish Vi Ishi, Kol Boi Oilam, Kol Boi Oilam, Kol Boi Oilam, Kol Boi Oilam, Kol Mada oi, the God of the Lamb, the Shayah said the short of the Lord, the God of the Shem, the Parag, me all, me all, the Roy, all the Hashboy, the Sirab, the Shabbat, the Yodom, I raise in Scottish, Kodshay Kodshay. So that's why it says the Lachar is here in Rambam. The Rambam writes to Hashem, the person should not learn and become dependent on the Sibur, because of the Chil Hashem. And Jehovah is called the Kodshay Kodshay. So how you talking? So there it says it depends on the person. Person who is can be in the level of Shimba Yechai is allowed to follow Shimba Yechai's mouth. That's the side of the Aval Kerulam. How can you be in Kerulam goes against the commentary? How can you spend hours and days in the Rambam and go against all the Sama Teres? You can't, the Chul Hashem, you're dependent on the Tzibur when you learn it. There it is, Shimba Yechai, the last halacha. He says that individuals are allowed to follow Shimba Yechai. So Grisky Rav said it's the same Rambam that I'm married and then right. It's not the same Rambam, from the Torah, Shem to the Yevon. He says, no, the Lord is that a person, and he says, Kendumani Shirisi B'Shem Agroh, that the Rambam is based in Shem Bar Yoyecha. So the Lashon of the Grisky Rav is, Apagav Tehsike Hilsasa Kirishmo, Tehanei Ben Ben Der Cheres, Mikol Moko Yim Gamzu Amidu Shod Rajvi, Vechana Yivav Midoi. In boyish mekol moyelam, it's an interesting lashon that he says. The halacha like Shimba Yechai, and the halacha like Rabbi Yishmael. But Shimba Yechai is also an approach. So the chara means that what we're saying. And these are 2 meters, but less than the Chabad time. So you have, and the third who said the same Mahalach is the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, Shneur Zalman, has a Kudus in Talmud Torah, his Kukhanara. So the last one was Kukhanara, the Alter Rebbe, so he has a Kudus in Talmud Torah. And there it seems, there's not spelled out as for you as simply as I'm going to say, but I think because he talks about Arichos, that if a person sees that he is able to accomplish Kol HaTorah Kula, then he should follow Shem Bar Yochai. And if he doesn't think he'll be able to win Kol HaTorah Kula, then he should follow Yishmael. I can't say he spells it out that way. If you have a chance, you can look it up, it's hard to find. This is towards the latter part of the Kodesh. So Lachara Hanei Shleisha Kedoylem, Lachav Yitzchai and the Miskirov, the Alter Rebbe, learned our Gemara in this fashion, that it's not really a machlekes, that there's different approaches, and the way that one would choose the only going allegedly limb shot this way. And he said, this other Rambam is shot in the Gemara. The Lashon of Chabad Chaim is, She'ein kulam yechadam l'skais la'alois l'madrege v'rom azor. The Alter Rebbe may be a little bit, it may be something defined. How does one determine if one is, can follow Shem Bar Yochai? Could be theoretically be based on Bitachon. And we have the same, can accomplish a little Bitachon that you need from Shem Bar Yochai. So maybe that's a determining factor. Alter Rebbe's determining factor seems to be a person sees himself being able to accomplish Kol HaTorah Kula. Chabad Chaim seems to say that a determining factor is one's ability, the Madrega Bitachon of Hashem. Shechol Mitzkois La'alos the Madrega Ramazo Liyes Asof Barak B'Tera Levado. The Biskirov might be
Das kann ich auch sagen, dass ich das Vater habe. Das ist für mich, der Rahmen in, that depends on the person who wants to aspire.
He called Boyer Ilish and not Ruchir. I said, they mean him as I am the Ori. He thinks he has the, he's made up with the stuff. And is able to dedicate himself. Totally to Torah. That's the Mishnah. Right? So that's the sugya as far as we got yesterday. Correct? Good. Question then. No, good, good.
We're saying the risk of saying that person has to make a hedgehog on himself before he decides where to go.
Sorry, yeah. Is it a one-time decision in bar mitzvah? No. He decides whatever he wants.
And we explained Tosos yesterday. At Tosos, we explained the halachas between the Rishon LeRishon and the person of Tosos. We said that the Rashi is telling us that even that you should strive to try to become Tzadik Gomor, that Hashem would think. Are we saying that the Tosos? It seems that you don't have to make a hedgehog. Everyone should just jump into it and see if they can do it.
No, so I would say that once you get to the end of the Gemara, in other words, what you're saying is that the maybe machlokes Rashbi, Rabbi Yishmael, and this is a bias pshara. No, it's not. Why not? Who can prove looking a raya brura that? Go ahead, Ezra.
Okay, that's correct.
Shouldn't it then has to be for all time. Shouldn't it be also another riot? No, I think he said yesterday. The Gemara Menach is telling test. Right? Gemara says, yes, we're going to the moment. We'll come to the moment. Okay, next question. Good? Okay. Sadka. So now what I want to do is go a little bit deeper in the Gemara. From the perspective of the Gemara in Menachos. Right? What's the Gemara in Menachos? Also Machlekes Rabbi Yishmael from Yehai. Correct? What's the Machlekes over there? No? Go ahead. Chesky, right?
Sure,
yeah, good.
The
Who says what? Right, so the Gemara is if I care from what you expect my suit. Right? Gemara Menachi says, V'l'gisa v'yevim alayla, v'yomisei v'terzim v'picha, the din of Tzmidius, when it comes to Talmud Torah. Right? So Yishmael says it mamish means all day and all night. What's the right that it means to be because it doesn't have the column studies? Talk me about it. Right? He says, find me time that's not day and night, find me the 25th hour, and all the credits you want. Right? And no 25th hour, it's day stuff. So Yishmael says no. And Yishmael Yechai says that and as long as you say Krishna, you're okay. That'd be the Krishna program. Why you? Pull my feet. Yeah, BMT. Let's get into the Krishna program. So then, let's get the center of the Rashbi to get okay. So Rashbi says, "Imekayim." The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The machloek is whether to mefarsh them or not. Right? Should you mefarsh them because maybe you can take the either way out? Or should you mefarsh them? No, for care. You understand that Kriyas Malod, you can mekayim Talmud Torah, Hashem Mekama. That's the Shadullah going that I wanted to look up in the Sefer Tzeir, if you can find. The back of the Yavan Goyas, Mishnayas. So the Vilna Gaon is a pirush called the Shneis Eliyahu. The Shneis Eliyahu, the beginning, you should read it, it's very important. It's very important, it's very inspiring. The Shneis Eliyahu writes in the first Mishnah of Pen, Eilu Namshin Mashir. So he says, and when he gets to Talmud Torah, he explains, what's Eilu Mashir? He goes, Kol Teva Veteva. Every single letter, you know, is a kind of tremendous mitzvah. the easiest mitzvah to Mekayim. So when somebody gives you a drush and says with a parish and creation of Mekayim mitzvah, so then a person will say, this is the easiest mitzvah. Need anything else? Right? We got another line in Gemara. Talmud Torah. We're going to rack up Zechuyas. Ben Kessel Yosa. Talmud Torah. Right? Kol Teva V'Teva. Could be that the Vilna Gaon is Kol Teva V'Teva because he could see Omkas and Kol Teva V'Teva. He has to learn a line at a time. Right? And he maybe said Kol Teva V'Teva. I'm not sure. But he said that's basic Mormon office. So Rishmol said that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah of a Gisur Yom HaMukban is mekayim by learning Yom HaLayla, the Yom HaLayla. There's an interesting idea which I'm not, that I don't know exactly how to deal with it. And that is, the pashtus of the sugya is that the Gisur Yom HaMukban means they have to learn day and night. Russian Shulchan Aruch is to be Kaveh as man. So in the Shulchan Aruch, you do it, you have to be Kaveh as man. In other words, you come home from Shul, and you're supposed to get a ride. And the ride is late. Well, pull out of the morning, you learn. So I would have thought, this is the time of time to you. Then the Mahab is saying, no. That you're not the time to be no Shemir is not. I don't know. Okay, the Russian and Kofanei is Yikvah Isman. You should be. And the program. Let's say you get up in the morning, you make your schedule, Yikvah Isman. I don't know. That's what they do carefully. The Russian sounds like he is not. But that's the Yikvah miss of Talmud Torah going to be, according to Shimba Yehba. Everybody holds that. Achleikus Yisrael Shmuel Yechai said that the Iker Kaviyas is the Iker Mitzvah commentaries of Kaviyas Man Bachol Yom 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 Alayla. That's the Ram Paskin. It's Shmuel Paskin. Right? And Rabbi Shmuel holds the Iker Mitzvah is Chol Yom Alayla. That's what we explain. In order to be able to reconcile that Sugya with our Sugya, so you have to say what Rashi says. Rabbi Shmuel said the Mitzvah commentaries is in day and night. Elamai, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah means to learn, but it also means to make sure you're able to learn. Right? And that's the Hefshir mitzvah. The mitzvah of Tefillin is the Hefshir mitzvah. You have to divide the Tefillin after having written. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the Hefshir mitzvah. How do we know that? Because the Mishnah of Ovi says that Kol Torah She'ein Ima Melacha. So Rabbi Yishmael is saying it's in mitzvah Yom HaLayla. The heter not to learn is because that will allow one to learn at a different time. Right? The heter to learn. If they would have asked Rabbi Yishmael, what about learning accounting? What about learning in the science for career medicine? So he would have said, look, if that's the way that you're going to accomplished the most in Talmud Torah. So apparently then we put it. Achim Yivonis, he held, no one except for Aris, and made a business of Achim Yivonis. So therefore he said that, there's no time for that. And he held that it was not enhancing his Talmud Torah, not in substance, it was enhancing Talmud Torah, and it was to carve out time for learning. So that's how that's what Professor Rashi is pointing out to us. In order for the Rabbi Shmuel to be consistent, it has to be. Rabbi Shmuel says the din of Talmud Torah is constantly. That is the life program. Right now, there are other mitzvahs also. There's Tefillin, there's Lulav and Esrog, and there's Habakkuk, there's Chanukah and Rabban. All right, those are all mitzvahs. Shishos Hashanah Yachayim. So therefore, you have to do them. And then the things you need to do, you have to learn, you have to sleep, you have to eat, right? And Yishmael says, and we follow Derech HaTeva. Right? What's Derech HaTeva? Not to be Semech on days, not to be Semech on Masat of Dugan, because you're Yishmael, right? It says, Yishmael Yishmael, even when you're learning, even when you're into the Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, you're going to have to do the Hanik and the Aperet. That's what that is for Yishmael together. And Shemayyeh, he is the Kotzeh, He says, no, the Iker mitzvah is Zimulat. Krishna. So what happened in our Gemara? So how did the same Rashbi come to the conclusion that it's that a person should not be Chayrish, but say, yeah, yeah. Look, what did he say? No.
That Torah Matei Elayim that you learn our sugya without being focusing on the sugya Menachem, which is incorrect. So then you'll end up coming to the conclusion Torah Matei Elayim is that Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Shimba Yechai both agree that the mitzvah Talmud Torah is La'adol Torah La'adira, whatever the maximum is. So they have different Cheshbon is something with the maximum word. Alright, how to maximize. But Lachar, if you look at the Gemara Menachos, which is probably the better way to learn the Sugya, first time with Menachos, that's when they're magdi in their positions. And then trying to figure what they're saying over here, then we come to a slightly different conclusion. Rabbi Shmuel says the same. Rabbi Shimon Yochai apparently says the Iker of Mitzvah is Yemalayla. Torah Matei Elayim is something else we gotta figure out. Yeah, go ahead.
Who's saying that Torah Matei Elayim is asking about the Shitas of Yishmael? According to you, you're not gonna have the Torah. So you don't need Torah, all you need is Kriyashma.
So it's only a Dichai. It's only a Dichai. Aliba Dichha. Right? So then how do we finish up though? Ella, what should a person do? There's a man, she slices her tzitzit shalom okay, malak, and that's a nechem. So, what's Rabbi, how's Rashbi, how are we going to finish up Rashbi according? I was thinking about that. But how are you going to finish up? He was saying, Aliba Dilcha, the whole thing is, my sheep is, I have no kashas according to my sheep. Right? Learn the Yom Malay, the Yidan, but Aliba Dilcha, you're not really going to accomplish. According to what I'm saying, it's a very defined mitzvah. According to you, it's not a defined mitzvah, Yom Halayla. So then, why is Rabbi Yishmael's cash? Why is Rashbi a good cash against Rabbi Yishmael? This is a mitzvah. So that's why it's hard to finish up that way. But also, the other problem is it invites Harvey also to Rabbi Yishmael. Harvey also, so you have to sort of twist it by saying Harvey also Rabbi Yishmael. But Harvey also, the way that Rabbi Shimon Yochai interpreted Rabbi Yishmael, right? So that you could say, that's not such a powerful kasha. That could be, if you're stuck, you would say it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you can see if Rabbi Yishmael read me this thing wrong, and Pshat in the public, and it's not like an Epha, it exists. He's just showing that, get the girl of Pshat, it's not like an Epha, he's just showing what.
So that's what he's suggesting.
No,
that's what he's saying.
No, right. I mean, we have to what he's. That's all he's saying here.
But then, how are you going to answer my question though? How do you finish up now?
And that's why people lost beyond it, because if you just say Krishna in the morning and night, then you're not
going to
grow.
No, that's Igor Chosman, a safer. Right? Then you have to say Rabbi Shimon Yochai is referring to the sheets of Menachem, which is not listed over here. So again, if you're stuck, you can say it, but if you're not stuck, you have to say it. No, go ahead.
We're going to say that Torah Matei Elayim is Krishna, that was Harvest. Then, means that not studying any sense. Because if you had to do with Harishim and Zira and all these things, you still have time to speak Krishna, that was
Harvest. Correct.
So I don't think Torah Matei Elayim is Krishna. Because if you do.
It was correct. It's hard to figure out how to finish off. No, we say John.
Rashbi could be attacking Yishmael's Shita, which is Torah Matei Elayim, because when we do a concept of like a Sarah Bonin, and even if you're Yishmael, he's right at him, he's saying everyone should be working on some level. There's no one who's not just. It's
going to be Yishmael.
Right at Yishmael, yeah. Just sitting and learning all day.
Because so it's just.
Rashbi,
don't say no, it's just a man.
That's the day he's sitting and learning. If you observe my idea, then you live and observe. Yeah.
No one's learning all day, according to Rishmas. So Rashbi could be coming in here, he's in Paramount of Hell, and he's saying, of course you're a teacher, you're going to have new system, and you're going to know what you're learning all day. Paramount of Hell, even though there will be some learning going on, but the future approach of the endeavor is there's going to be no one full-time learning.
Right.
Because we have to have to ask our Rabbana, that we need some people who are constantly completely. And then he goes on to Hishita, where that does involve, you know, even though the minimum Kiyu does involve some people that there's Krishna, Shabbos, and Arvis, and that's fine, the minimum, but within Hishita, he does leave room for Sadiq and Gemurim that are going to be completely involved in learning.
Right. That's what you have to say. Right. That's what I have to say. Shimba Yechai, there are two levels of Talmud Torah in Shimba Yechai. That's Mukhur, say no, go ahead.
There's two different focus. The focus here is on Leimush for the Mafiva. And that's the argument that they're talking about the white quality. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel is questioning Kasha Matzeh, because if you're working, then you're not going to be able to, the sword's going to remove your mouth, you're not going to be able to hold the sword. And that's what bothered Rabbi Shmuel. But Megisabo was talking about what's the child of Megisabo, you have to learn day and night. There's two separate things, you have to learn day and night, and also you can't play you much Torah, so it's beautiful. And then Menachos is the focus of Megisabo, you have to learn
the
source.
But the mice is the same thing, no? Halachal and Master. So Shimba Yechi, what did he tell Talmud?
There's two Kiyuim in Talmud Torah.
But he told Halacha L'maisa, what did he say? We're saying what you're saying, except what we're saying, that one is the Iyuchi, one is not the Iyuchi. Right? But I don't think you can say that both are definitive of the mitzvah, and then you define the mitzvah in a way that it can't be carried out. Right? But to say that both, that there are two different levels in this judge, that's what we're going to say here. Yes, correct. Right? Who says that? Who spells that out? Who? Oh, the Mishnah was spelled that out. Who? The text of Ben Yehuda. Open it up. He says, I'm not sure this is in the old movie, if it's in a square bracket in the new one. If the Tais of Yehuda says, "An Shim Bar Yechai, Efsher Odom Chayish B'Shas Chavisha, Lav Mishum the Sfera Leg of Shim Chayiva." You cannot say that if Shim Bar Yechai holds that this is a Chayiva, this is the Mitzvah Deiraisa of Talmud Torah. You have it? The Yomash of Shim Bar Yechai. Lav Mishum, you can't disagree. Why? So the Bereshit Lechem Nachis, Iyuka Amar Afbi Lulei Kavel Kriyashma. Shachus v'arvus, kiim l'yomush. Right, so this could not be the way to find the mitzvah. Ella mitzvah ba'alma hukdeka omar mipnei bitol Torah. What does that mean? Ella mitzvah ba'alma hukdeka omar mipnei bitol Torah. Right, this is the mafteach to Shim Bar Yechai Shita. Right, so again, just to have things clear. Yesterday we analyzed the Shim Bar Yechai and Shmuel based on our sugya by showing that there are numerous indications in the sugya that they are not arguing in the definition of the Talmud Torah. All right. And once they're arguing, so then they're both developing two different aspects, two different, not aspects, but terms. The correct term is two different midos, two different ways of being Mekai and Mr. Talmud Torah. And everybody can access either of those ways, just like would be a good marshal. Different midos and Mekai and Mr. For example, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So
The Gemara says that Noshim is Bosa B'Yayim. Noshim is B'Tachshitim. So they're both from Mekayim and Mitzvah Chazyamdim. There are different ways from Mekayim and Mitzvah Chazyamdim. Different Midos. Right? The Gemara says Chatzi L'Shem Chatzi L'Chatzi L'Chem. And the Machleik says that whether it's Kul Hashem Kul Lay. Kul Hashem Kul Hashem. So the Ma'an Dora said that Yomtiv is Kul Kul Hashem O Kul Hashem. Means there are two ways that came in kind of this of Yomtiv. Two different meters. So it left a little bit of flexibility to be signed in Mekayim. So that's what we discussed yesterday. And we ended up with, as we began today. What we're pointing out now is a slightly different way of looking at the sugya, which is the way that the Tosafot Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid insists that we look at it. And that is, there is a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael fundamentally in what is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yishmael's mitzvah Talmud Torah is that the mitzvah is to be totally engaged, all ones, 24 hours a day in Talmud Torah. Although there are different ways of being engaged. Mitzvah, Hechsher Mitzvah, alright? But all of life, and there are breaks, you get breaks when there's a mitzvah, She'i Yashem HaSot HaDeachem. But Shema Yechai says that this is Talmud Torah, it's to be Kevei Yisman. So we're not sure exactly is Kevius per se part of the Eker Mitzvah. What's Shat and Kevius? Certainly. But the idea is that a restricted amount of time per day and per night is unique to you. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that there's another concern. Torah Mateyale. So it says Rabbeinu Yehuda Misur Leoni says Ela Mitzvah Ba'alma Hudika Omar. This is not the Ikir Chiyuv. This is Mitzvah Ba'alma. It's another concern. If they beat the Torah. Call it a heather mitzvah. Right? Then we're going to say that.
Sounds like what the Torah
is saying
for the
interior. The what?
Interior.
That's shot to make vital Torah. Because that does not mean that we use it, I think.
No, it happened over
there. Say it again?
Wouldn't it be one of the Tommy's in
the Kiva? He was correct, yeah.
Made that to be concerned.
Well, what you're saying is very good. This could be a makor for the idea of Eis La'aseis Hashem Nechevus HaVesecha. In terms of recording Teresh HaVachsav. Right? Rebbe was the Talmud was the next door. And Rebbe was reliant on the Kivas Talmidim. Right? So, if that's the case, the idea of Eis La'aseis Nechevus HaVesecha means that they understood that there's a kiyum in every mitzvah to make sure that one will be able to mekayim the mitzvah to assure shalom tei tera tishtakach mi Yisrael. And the din, one has to make efforts to make sure that a mitzvah will maintain itself. So up to the Rebbe is I'm done with the Engel Tal. So he points out to there's a Gemara, I forget where the Gemara is. That Arba reaches the whole mitzvah. Milmot Lalamed Lishma Velasis. So it's four separate drifts. So one drift, the Chayim Lishma, needs to make sure that the mitzvah will endure. So the Chayim, that's what Rishbi is saying over here. Rishbi Yehi is saying that there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. However, and if Shema Yech is mitzad adin, from the perspective of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, a person could be cherish bizman achavisha, zerei bizman azriya, and be mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Ella, that there's another concern, mitzvah ba'alma, there's an overriding concern. I think it's pshat mitzvah ba'alma. Mitzvah ba'alma means that it's not one of Tariq mitzvahs. The mitzvah ba'alma means that either there is a hidur, or an overriding concern, the Bnei Bithul Torah. So Shimba Yechai was arguing that Torah will not endure if we leave it on its basic chiyuv. A little bit strange. Rani Kachadu Rahmana Lomali, Ella. You have to say, like the Sefer Rebbe said, that that's part of our responsibility. We have to make sure that the Torah will not become a mutter, shall they take Torah to Shtachim Yisrael. So that's the case. So then we should look at the sugi in the following way. There was a fundamental machlekes from Shmuel Rishvashim by Yoichai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is saying to Rabbi Yishmael, we disagree as the state of the mitzvah. But I'm asking that if we would follow the state of the mitzvah as far as I'm concerned, and even the state of the mitzvah as far as you're concerned, then we will all have an overriding problem of Torah Matahelet. You follow my concern, so have the whole movie on the right. You follow your concern, it's still not going to happen, because you're going to be mounted after mitzvah. So you're mounted, the people should spend hours and hours earning in front of us and not be able to learn. So it's still not going to work. Even according to you, it's not going to work. And that, I mean, that's what you're saying. That Rav Shimon bar Yochai may be arguing to some extent according to Mishnah as well. But in that, if that's the case, our sugya is saying the following: is the machlokes of Iker Adin fine? Then Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that there's another issue, as the Teis Yudachat has spelled out. There's another issue to be concerned: Shalom Diteret Tashakum Yisrael. That mitzvah requires that people should learn Yayim Malayim. Alright, that's what Josh was saying before, and that is part of the mitzvah of having a Sarvat Lam. Making sure that the group of people are learning day and night. Alright, so what comes out, Yitzhak calls that, is that according to the little sugi this way, there is a Yisraelistic Machlaikis, they have to be occupied. Right? Then our sugya is really a sugya of, do we have to be concerned with the mitzvah ba'alma of Bitul Torah? So Rabbi Yishmael apparently says that Baal Derech HaTeva, and Shmuel Yochai says no, we have Avtocha, and the mitzvah ba'alma of Shalom Deiteret Neshach of Yisrael forces us to be Seimech on Derech HaNeis. Rabbi Shmuel apparently would say Shalom Deiteret Neshach of Yisrael doesn't allow us to be Seimech on HaNeis. So Abaye says Harvei Osu, that means there were those who followed Rabbi Shmuel, that's the kind of mitzvah. Rabbi also, there were those who were worried, who took it upon themselves to be worried about Termat HaLe. And what happened? He says there were Yechidim who followed Rajbi and were successful. But really, people were not successful in following Rajbi. Right? So then you'll still end up in a similar place. So it's Chaim and Alter Rebbe and the Gra, the slight difference is that these are not different midos in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Should individuals extend themselves, Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, in order Shaloi Kedera Tishtak from Yisrael. So a slightly different angle. Right now, the next step is to figure out what is the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch and Pesach and Rama. Before we go on, this thing occurred to me this morning, and it's coming in, that this is a tremendous pshat in the sugya of a Seishas Man Grama. Sugin Kiddushin that lives at the side, that the Noshim Teres from the Mitzvah Shizman Grom. Where do we learn it from? How do we know what's the basic, what's the say, the Mitzvah from which we're going to learn a Seish Shizman Grom from? Tefillin. Right? So I was often wondering why is, when you look at Tefillin, so why do you look at it and say, oh, I say it's a man girl. Why do you say, a mitzvah shall be good? Mamish, a mitzvah shall be good. When you look at the mitzvah of Tefillin, why is it the definitive factor, a sage is a man girl? There's so many other parameters you could use. So I was thinking is that there is a Gemara in Kiddushin that says that a Seishas Man Grama really begins with the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Because we know the notion of Torah is that it says, Vishinantam Livanecha, Vilayla Neisecha, and then with Tefillin Gomelo Mitalmud Torah. So if that's the case, now you really have an interesting mahalach. Really, the root of everything is Talmud Torah. That's where the Gemara is clear than the Dush of Turis. Torah was makish Talmud Torah to Tefillin. Shinatim Levanecha Ukshadra. And right, there's another Gemara in Lamed that goes the opposite direction. This will be Fred Lamedal. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is defined, according to Shemar Yechai, as a time mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to dedicate time towards learning. That's the definition of the mitzvah. So that might be why Chazal, when they were looking for some getter, which would define which mitzvahs, so that the Talmud Torah itself is Bam Shinat Mubedach Rabbah Nezeva. When the Torah made Talmud Torah the model for all mitzvahs, and went on to say, well, Tefillin is compared to Talmud Torah, and now make Tefillin to have been enough for the mitzvahs. So Talmud Torah is defined. What is the definition of the mitzvah according to Rashbi, according to the way the Rambam is going to That's the point. That's the point of the mitzvah of learning from it. That's the definition of the mitzvah. Right? Definition of this is the Kedei Yisman, the Lila. So you wanted to figure out which mitzvah to is from, and the Yisrael is Talmud Torah. So you say, look, and this is Yisman Gerer. Right? The Kedei Yisman, the Yisrael is alive. No, okay, this is hard. Now, so let's look at the Rambam, and then at the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is Perek Gimel, right? Halacha Yud Gimel, correct? That's the end of Mar Makomos. Yeah. The Rambam is Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. Aleph Ches is the basic definition of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Kol Ish Mitzakasha, why the Rambam wait until Perek for Allah has to write the basicness. They have the Oath of Holy, they have it in the back of the Gemara. Kol Ish Mitzakasha, Chayim Betal Mitzorah. Bein Oni, Bein Osher, Bein Sholim, Bein Gufay, Bein Bal Yisurin, Bein Bokar, Bein Shayzok, Bein Godo. Now, Fibu, or your Oni, and his punishment has stopped. Umchazer Allah Sokhin. Afilu bal ishu bonim chayav b'shvoy leizmanu tamatera v'yoyim v'layla shenem rav v'yisa b'yom like this lesson chayav b'shvoy leizman tzarchim. Exactly what does that do? There's a person who can bear a minute, can bear an hour, can bear half hour. It's a chayav b'shvoy leizman tzarchim. Krishma, the Kriyas Man in Krishma, I have to learn by a certain time. So the Gemara says Krishma, the Tanikim Mitzvah, so maybe it's an event. There's an implicit Kriyas Man in Krishma. Zerachim, Zerachim, Arku.
because Krishna is nikva as part of davening. It's an implicit tviyas. Observe Ian that tviyas man is part of the definition of the kivis kamater. Observe Ian Godo, if a person would learn in a happenstance way, if that would be a key mitzvah, they're right. So, he and God, after that. Next. In Gimel, Vav, Misha Nesa'oi Livoi, Lekaya Mitzvah Zulka Roy, Vili Yisluchdar Bekeser Torah, Lo Yisiyah Daitai Lidzvar Machelim, Vilo Yosim Al Livoi, Shiyikin the Torah, No Oishim Akovit Gahas. Right? Now, this Rambam, as you know, is quoted verbatim in the Torah. In the Torah, it's not quoted verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch. What's Perek Gimel? B'shloish ha'ksarim nechdru Yisrael. V'keser Torah harei munach v'oimei yomuchon l'chol Yisrael. Kol mi sheyirtze yavoy v'yita. Then he writes this week's parsha. Chosu ba'atero leva shemayimi v'loi be'eber le'yomi. V'tziv v'chachomim in the v'mayit v'esek atero v'asoyfim. V'esek v'asoyfim atero. What's Rambam mean? Rambam says in Gimel Yud, the person's misprinted from that stucker to learn Arizu Chil Hashem. In Shvita V'Yayvel, David
Allah HaMelech Omer Hashem Enos Chelki Nechoisi Atah Atayim Echei Rolim. This Gerov says that David HaMelech is one of those Yechim. I must have figured this out. Melech HaYisrael. But the Rizkirov writes that the Mizmor of Hashem Rogi Lo Echzor is based on this idea. That's the pshat. Gam David Oyme Oysem is not going to need a zoh. V'nirad Eilin Adzvar Mor V'mizmor Hashem Rogi Echzor. Valzen Yisod Kol HaMizmor Shashem Uroya Oysem Rishon Mishtavos Mitzidah. Hashem Rogi means that I put the Shvorb will take care of me. Lo Echzor, I'll be missing nothing. With any Mishtavos V'inno Yisdesh Yar V'yisem HaMikduch Yisim HaLeim Tarek L'Fonai Shulchan Yishantam Hashem Yisrael. Say Gam Hamlucha Baloi Yisfilzeh. The whole, if he understood he was only a melech in order to be able to be concerned about maintaining Torah. V'zeu yisoid ha-mizmor hazeh. V'oisir yisoid ha-mizmanim v'mid hazu shel Rashbi v'chaveinu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah learned from the Rambam. If that's correct, so what does it mean? Misha writes a little Misha the soy leave of the Kayim mitzvah zol koroi. Now what's interesting is that if you look at the Rambam Sefer on mitzvahs, so the Rambam said this is defined that this is Talmud Torah. He does not quote the Yisuviyim and the Loyla. The Rambam quotes the Shinantam Lulanecha Shehei Advarm Shin, I think Shinun and Beviva Shem Yishol Oisei Shem Yishal Oisei, I think it's Yaneu Miyad. The Gemara says, what's Mishin Dan for me? The word Mishanei, Mishar. Right? The Ramas, the Gemara says, Mishin Dan for Menecha means you should have Torah in your fingertips. First, ask you a question, no answer. The Ramas writes that this of Talmud Torah is that it should be extremely well versed. We found second nature. So it's interesting, the Rambam writes, I would have expected the Rambam to write, since he wrote a little Matera Secha, I have it over here. Yes. I would have expected the Rambam to write, the mitzvah to learn, the Kavoya Boy Yoimel, Zman Deir Zemlava. That's the mitzvah. That's what he has in Perek Aleph. But the Rambam, it's mitzvah Yid Aleph. Who should Sivano Lovo Torah Ulalanga? Zel Nikris Almutara. Who Umbrai Vishinanta Lulanecha? Who causes this to be Lulanecha Valmina? Vishom Lemar Vishinanta Shimahudodin the same Picha. Kisha Odom Shay Alko Dover Lode Migam Game Loy. Elamor Lo Miyad. A teller, no? That is the final thing on this, because that's the definition of this. Apparently he learned the Tanakh Rambam's shot to get around this is it what he should accomplish. Get around this is to learn their Adre Kasmina's second nature. That's can't get away from this. That's the getter according to Rambam. Rambam writes, there's something called the Keser Torah. The Ket Misha Rotsili is Mukhtar the Keser Torah. So then, when you see a Daiti with Dvarim Acherim, even for Parnassah.
said, I'm not sure how to finish up. But he said that the Keser Torah is a person who is concerned about Beetle Torah. So the Chorah, the Rambam is shot the way that we are living shot today. Right?
We find this point. What according to Rambam?
According to Rambam. So we explain the Rambam based on the Gerov. If you have a look at the Rambam on your own. So what does the Rambam say? In Perak Al Rambam says the lips of Talmud service of Bikibe Isma. Right? That sounds like the Rashbi in the Menachos. Correct? Right? And that's it for the Rambam. Right now, there is another Rambam. Nishin Asoy Levoi. Nishin Asoy Levoi. L'kaya Nitzvizu Karboi. L'kizvuchter V'kesset Torah. So what's the Kaya Mitzvah Karoi? He does say the Kaya Mitzvah of a Hidura. This is very bothersome. The Kaya Mitzvah Karoi sounds like that should be in the Yedder Mitzvah. Is Mitzvah of a Yedder Mitzvah? No, what would you say?
This month
is the minimum for every day, but the general level should be that you have a certain mastery of the Shion, and that would make a lot of sense to the Hanover Rabbah. There are certain days that you're going to need something to make this right now. Okay. You're going to happen. Okay. So, what you're suggesting is that the Rambam is to learn. Right? That's the Maisa Mitzvah. But the Kiyamah Mitzvah is, we said before, that Torah should be second nature of a person. So, if a person wants to accomplish that, the Kiyamah Mitzvah says only if he will divest himself of all other requirements. So that's the case. So Rambam and Pshat and Shimba Yechai has said, right? This is correct. Can I go back? How did Rambam and Pshat and Shimba Yechai? What the Rambam is saying is that when Shimba Yehoshua said Torah Matei Alei, he wasn't saying a mitzvah da'alma like the Buddha, Mitzvah Yom. But he was saying that there is a Kiyamah mitzvah, Talmud Torah, which will never be accomplished if Yisereya B'Shah Zeriyin Chavish HaAzkarisha. It would seem that the Rambam is not really following Rava. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a ma'aseh mitzvah lo b'chol yom v'yom. There's a kiyumah mitzvah that the Torah establishes, and according to Rambam, it says it's mukhrach this way. Why? Why? Think about it. Tefillin is defined as what? No. Hanochas Tefillin. Maisi Mitzvah. You want to say that Tefillin is defined around Laman Tiyatir Hashem Beficham? No. That's Mechol Yaviyah. Sukkot. Maisi Mitzvah yeshiva. Kima mitzvah might be l'man yidu devastation. Tashdus, that means when you're sitting in the sukkah, you're aware. Right? Sitzes. Might be mitzvah, let's say Krishna. Might be mitzvah, Krishna. Right? Kima mitzvah, kabbos omal shemayim. When do you become omal shemayim? At the same Krishna for 50 times? Or each time? Now the Rambam writes, first you have to learn, right? Shadei Tera mechudal and mefifa. What does that happen? Nope. Oh, what was that? Go slow. It could be. Okay, one step ahead of us. Alright? Before you get to that step. So the Rambam has defined the Kima Mitzvah, which has to be over time and cumulative, no? That's a strange thing. To define a mitzvah, that's what the Rambam says though. It's not going to happen that every time you convey Ethan, that you're going to walk away close to the Gemara and lose the Mitzvah. Possible. The Rambam himself talks about that a person will spend many years learning Chumash. And then after his math and Chumash, then he'll learn Chumash for less every day. First he'll learn Chumash a third of the day. And Mishnah a third of the day. Right? And then, after years and years and years and years, and he remembers all of Chumash, all of Tanakh, and he remembers all of Mishnah, he'll spend most of his time in his day. So you see the Rambam is hitting the Kiyam. Not a Kiyam, a whole Shav, the Shav, a whole Mishnah. What kind of Kiyam is this? That's what the Rambam says. Different. Right? So, what you're suggesting, if you get your name,
Adam.
What Adam's suggesting is that La Yomush Sefer Torah Mipicha, right? This is speculative, and I don't know if the Rambam said this, is a rephrasing of Sheyei Shavuot Mipicha. Right? The reason why that's not so partial is because of Shimba Yechai, Lushan Magisa, Bayom Alayla, is Mikhevei Hezman. So it's a little bit twisted. Because that also, according to Rashbi, according to Rambam, is your basic here. And you're trying to say that that also alludes to the key in this. It's possible, sorry, it's not supposed to. Alright? But apparently, according to Rambam, Torah Matei Alei, he's saying there's a key of mitzvah which is never going to happen. And therefore, the person has to. If a person wants to worry about this key of mitzvah, here's where we're a little bit, if they still figure things out according to Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perek Aleph defines the mitzvah Talmud Torah and explains how you set up your time. Alright? Chai Nishalish is Manli Nidosi. That's the Maisa mitzvah. It's all part of Tzvi Zman. Right? You convey as man. Once you convey as man, then you have to split up. And then you have the curriculum. It's all based on time. Right? Until, he says, Kesa, so you have alumnus, and you have Oshis Malachi, so it says, Diyayim, with Teretesha. So now you have 3 hours. So the 9 hours to learn, so divide up into three, three, and three. Right? That is the Maisa Mitzvah. In Perek Shlishi, he says, Mishin is soin libra l'kaya mitzvah zilka roi. So it's again a very strange thing. You ever say, Mishin is soin libra l'kaya mitzvah zilka roi. Mishin is soin libra l'kaya mitzvah zilka roi. What do you mean? L'kaya mitzvah roi. That's what you gotta do. You gotta do l'kaya mitzvah zilka roi. This is soin libra l'kaya mitzvah roi. So, apparently Ram understands that the kiyum of mitzvah Talmud Torah is different than other mitzvahs. And it's more going to be different because it's cumulative. It's over time. So Ram is saying, if a person wants to be, it has
his aspirations, Mikhaim, the Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Kiroi, then it will be without Ezek and Da'at, then that's Pshat and Kachi, Da'at and Shoterah, Paschal, Melech, Tzeichal, the mind of Surah Tishna. See the beauty of the Rambam. Kachi, Da'at and Shoterah should not mean this is for Yechidin. It's not Kachi, Da'at and Shoterah. Kachi, Ma'al of Shoterah. Kachi, Da'at and Shoterah. That's what the Rambam is putting it two together. It's the key of Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah Amin B'chol Yom V'Yom. The key of Mitzvah is Shehi Mechudad B'Picha. Become second nature. The key, if a person wants to be assured of the key of Mitzvah, Tanu Torah, then they have smuchta B'Kesef Torah. So apparently that is not Mechudad with everybody. It's different. The Mitzvah comes, the Mitzvah, the key of the Kiyumim of Krishna is Mutal B'chol HaKiyeta. And that would be the Pshat of Rambam. If a person is the Rambam writes, and with all of that, a person should earn his own living. The zechus a person has to be simcha latzibur, he says that's something different. That's a person who wants to be shaven lately, and he has the bitachon to be simcha and paling the kodesh baruch hu, and to be parish min olam hazeh. It's a third madrega. It's not the madrega of being muchta bekeset tzara. Being muchta bekeset tzara is a person who's still. Earth, but earth minimal, mamish minimal. Okay. Yeah.
What happens if you have
to make
this?
So you kind of listen.
You are
kind of listening. It's hard. You're. You get scar for the mitzvah. It has to be because the Rambam and Allah. In the last halach and aleph, the parak aleph, after the Rambam writes it, the Rambam writes it, the Nashim also gets time. Right? The key in Mitzvah Talmud Torah has to be a little bit different from the Rambam. The different kind of key in Mitzvah. But again, you know, I think it's Zvukhra, because otherwise, you know, the key that takes place over time, so you're going to say that it's all contingent, that would be hard to say. Okay, quickly simmer the ratio in both. And then we'll finish up. Ratio in both. The Shekhanara, how does Shekhanara pass it? The Machaber, not the Ramah, how does Machaber pass it? Well, do you know?
And that's the relationship where one's learning and one's getting what else up.
Right?
You're not selling your soul, you're not first learning that.
Right, that you can't do. So how does the Machaber pass? Can it be Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel Yechai? How does it pass? Chayim lekvoyel reish men vav alef. Chayim lekvoyel leiz manut al mitzera v'yoyim b'layla shenema v'yisa v'yoyim b'layla. Rimbo v'shat at chak ha'afil lo yikomer rak yishu shachar v'yar v'yar v'yom lo shudich of kibir. Achleik is mechar v'yar 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 v'yar. It's also not for now. It's also a chiddush. That a person can be kind from the Torah of the Achayim. Alright. So that's the Lachor, that's the Rambam, that's Shachar, Chachar, the Rambam, the Nachi Felites, the Kvoya, the Izman, the Talmud, the Torah, the Yom Kuma Laila. Chayim Odom Lishalesh, like the Rambam. And that's it. Says, Mi she roitze, lizkais v'kisr shul Torah,
Taher b'chol leiloisa. Lo yi'ovet apilu achas meyen b'sheina v'achilu b'shvi v'sicha. A person wants to be zeichin kef the Torah, make sure that one doesn't do the night. Close the Rambam. But in the Chaver, in terms of our sugya, we use it as that. Ain't the return is kaima v'misha misrap asmelein, hello v'misha bemis asmelein. So you also have idea of different levels. The Rimloh is the one who writes, quotes all the Rambams. Kolvi shemala machshava zu beligoy. They'll be able to be rich and learn Torah. Ein ezech lekisu shol Torah. Ela yasim teirosik kiva umelach dearoy. V'yamayt be'esik v'yasik b'Torah. V'yosir tanuge yasman miligoy. V'yasim melochu kol yoyim kidechayov. In ein lo ma yoichal, usher yoyim alay le yasek b'torah. No, how does he pass him like the Rambam? No, what do you say, Michael? Yasek teirosek kvar malach be'eroi. Yimayt ve'esek b'torah v'yasek b'torah. No, is they? Yishmael. Right, look at Yishmael. Right. How does Rambam pass him? He passed the Shufa Yechad in terms of the basic getterness, in terms of our two getters pass. And Yishmael. Right? How does it work? How do you tell him? It's Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. Right? Seem to say, when it comes to Allah and Maisa, the Rabbi we discussed a bit about the Maisa and the Kim. But both in Allah and Maisa, the Maisa and this are coming to Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. It's possible like Rabbi Yishmol in the office, and like Rabbi Shimba Yechen in the office, and Rabbi Yishmol in our city. And yeah. Look what he's saying. The Maisa Mitzvah holds like Rabbi Yishma, like Rabbi Yishma, like Rabbi Yishma. Okay. Next. So this is here are the two options. Right? One option is like the Rishkirav and the Mishnebura and the Vilnagoyim said that midos shonos in the way that one is kind of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, the eager Mitzvah is Kriyas Man. But there are Midos Shonos going for the Machlekes of Yishmael and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Regarding the Midos Shonos, but now regarding the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So far I think it's hard to say. Easier to say that the Machlokes machoike in the basic din. Right? Rabbi Yishmael and Arlik Rashi and Arsugya saying that the basic din Yishmael saying that his din, he's consistent. It's one mitzvah Talmud Torah, and that is to learn the entire time, right? Now you come to our sugya from the nafis, you come to our sugya, so you get stuck. Because Rabbi Shmuel is saying the Shita. Shmuel Yechai is saying, well, there's one mitzvah, turn out the LA, and then the second mitzvah, and then the second way to be Mekhaim. And that's the case in the Rambam switching gears. So, that's again, this is something we did, and we'll finish up. We explained that there are three ways when we shut our sugya. One way, so we cut the chase, skip the hard work in the Rishayim of Yitzchayim Girov with Girov altogether, which is very compelling approach, right? Is that the Ma'ahoyl of our sugya is that our sugya in the Machlaikis is one of the best waving the kindness of Talmud Torah. And it's a different alternative. Alright? And our Eilam Yisugyan is that for Roy people, Rabbi Shmuel's a better approach, and for Yechidim, Rabbi Shimayat is a better approach. What makes a person to a Yachid? So you discuss, no, he's going to Kaychais. Nesai Levi. Alright? That's one mouth. Then he interviewed a Mr. Leon that said that Rav Shimon, in understanding Rav Shimon bar Yochai, there are two halachas. Rav Yishmael is one din. The mitzvah Talmud Torah is an overwhelming, like Rashi points out. There's an eager mitzvah of Yemalayla, and there's a second mitzvah Alma. Worry about the Kima Torah, a separate din. So far, so good. Okay. And Shir Bayek had an additional concern of Kiyamatar. Next, come to the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. So clear from Shulchan Aruch that they pass in like that is a fundamental machlokes in the midst of Talmud Torah. And they pass the Rabbi Yishmael that says that Kevei is Mandi and Belayla is the mitzvah. Finished. Now, it's clear that the Rambam and Rambam, Rambam and Rambam, that's Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam and Rambam say there's another key on this, and that is to be totally wrapped up in different sense. Alright? Now, the Rambam is difficult because according to the Ramos of Shingiris, he starts setting up with the Shimba Yechai and he ends up with the Rishmael. Okay? So difficult. And he sees the Rishmael as as a mal of the Torah. That's very difficult. In Rambam, we are able to explain it better. Why is that? The Rambam has the same problem. The Rambam has like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Menachos, and it sounds like he passes like Rabbi Yishmael in Keser Torah. And Perak Aleph like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and Perak Gimel like Rabbi Shmuel. How you talking?
it could be that the Shita Yayla is a possible by Yitru by Yayla. That's what the Biskin Road points out. But that's not the Pashas. Pashas is already in Perek Gimel. He's talking about Kes and Terish, an all consuming thing. Mishnah certainly be Luma Karoi. So that's why in Rambam we have to point out, and this is consistent with the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he passed Rav Shimon Yochai all the way. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said the Chachila, the mitzvah is the Peveyaz Man, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says Tayyar Mat Hayalei. Not the mitzvah beyond, but that is the key mitzvah Samatar, as in that is the ultimate key mitzvah. To accomplish, get things done. See, look, they're the Kesset Torah. Right? The only thing is that the Rambam does not follow Rabbi Yishmael that a person is allowed to conduct oneself as if to depend on a Kesset Torah, so to speak. The Rambam would say, if Shiva Yechon would say, look, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu provides good, if it's a tkufa that malach denach lechem good, but if it's not, then you have to work. The Rambam would say, in Shiva Yechai, he wouldn't know like the Tzaisis learned, that if it's not a gomer, you'll be okay. No, he says, look around, see what's happening. If Kodesh Baruch Hu is providing, he's providing, I'm providing, I've got to take care of it. He doesn't see in Rashbi a license not to. He sees in Rashbi a concern. Permatelei the king of this sort. Not let this be out. So the Rambam was pshat in our sugya l'chayra that, and this is the only thing that makes me nervous is different than Brisker Rav. I don't see according to Brisker Rav, I don't see how the he squares the Rambam with our sugya. Chaz ben Mal, let's see. Chavis Chaim didn't say pshat in the Rambam. It was pshat in the sugya. Also, Rebbe also said pshat in the Rambam. The girl said pshat in the Rambam. That's what we learned in pshat in the sugya. Without the Taisus review of Mitzvah Yom, they didn't have a Taisus and the Mechitzah and the Taisus. They didn't know we learned it yesterday. The sticking point in the Mahalach of the Rei Achroinim is that they learned our sugya as being different alternatives of Talmud Torah, which does not seem to be consistent with the sugya in Menachos. Shemayeh is consistent, and Yishuah is not consistent. In the way they interpret, they interpret our sugya as being different ways of learning Torah. Was that? Because they learned that the Iker mitzvah is like a Rishon Bayer guy. Right? Would Rabbi Yishmael say it then? If Rabbi Yishmael would agree with the Rashbi's Iker and then, would he come up with the same conclusion? As you look at the Chavetz Chaim, Chavetz Chaim says that Roy people should follow Rabbi Yishmael, and the Nid should follow Rishon Bayer. Alright, now, the Chavetz Chaim would say, everybody holds the Rishon Bar Yochai in terms of the Iker Mitzvah. Alright? Now, then he says, but everybody should follow Rabbi Yishmael in terms of their major practice, which is to make sure that you're maximized learning. That's inconsistent. In Yeridaya, right, there Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rav Shimon bar Yochai make your mitzvah. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Yishmael are not arguing about different ways of kind of mitzvah. They're arguing the Iker mitzvah. Rav Yishmael's Iker mitzvah is to be all consumed and learned. Elamai, you live on the Gerach HaTeva. Right? So according to Chavetz Chaim, what is it? It sounds like that we all can get away with Shema Yechai. We all should follow Rabbi Yishmael, and there's another alternative to follow Rabbi Shema Yechai's Midi Yisayim. So if you look at our sugya without looking at Menachos, alright, you can say the different ways of learning, the different ways of doing time in this. But if you see it as rooted in Menachos, it's not different time in this. So Machlokes said, what is the Mitzvah Talmud Torah? So then it comes out that we follow Shema Yochai, Roy people should follow Rabbi Yishmael, right? Because it's not a stira. And Yechidim should follow Shema Yechai's Iker Chiyuv. That's very of a strength. We're following Rabbi Yishmael. Roy people follow Rabbi Yishmael because it satisfies Shema Yechai. Right? But it's not really Chidin. It satisfies the requirement and it's in Harbi also follow the other. In other words, the Chavetz Chaim and the Biskirov and the Girov, they must say that when you learn the Gemara Menachos, it's two different ways of the kind that he's saying Allah. It's not machlokes over there. That's what they have to say. Right? We want to solve the problem. Then they must be saying, even the Marmanoch is different, two different ways. One way is to learn a parak a day, and one way is to be all consumed with earning a panacha so that you can learn. So, I may also tell you, Shmuel, for all of the others, meaning that the way we began, I have to say. That means Hanei Gedele Achroinim, which is a consensus of the huge consensus that the Gerov, the Chavetz Chaim, the Gerov, and also Rebbe, the huge consensus. That's why I wanted to go with that Mahalach. That even the Gemara Menachos is not a Machlokes Levina. It's a Machlokes in different approaches. But you're kind of insulting it. But Lechor is not Mr. Leon, and the need of that is not the Rambam.
and his dad is not a rabbi. And the rabbi said, that was a sharp. It's only a cash and risky rabbi. So rabbi says, that's a sharp rabbi. Alright, so again, it's going to be another sequence that's clear. The way we're suggesting the following. L'chaira, you have to put the two Gemaras together. The Gemara's high is going to say the common. So, one mahalach is, which we develop on our own, but it's oil well, is that Rav Shimon Yeche and Rav Yishmael are arguing, are in the Gedra and Mitzvah, that are arguing with each other, that they are providing different alternatives to that kind of Mitzvah. Right? And then you follow through the two Gemaras, and Havi also follow the other, so therefore, right, I'm going to say, there's an approach from the Hamon and an approach from Yechid. Right? Then the wrinkle in this is the Brisker Rav, so that's the Rambam, and he put together the Rosh Hashanah to the Rambam for a Gimel. That's hard to understand. Why is it? That's one. Next is the Mahalach of Yudhi Shiliyar. There's a Machlaikis, and there's a Machlaikis which cuts all the way through what the Ikra Mitzvah is. In our Sugya, from Shimba Yoichai now weighs in with another concern. The concern of Beetle Terror. So according to the Unison of the Machlaikis in our Sugya is whether an individual has to concern himself with the endurance of the mitzvah. And that would be Machlaikis. Is that our business? We just were told they have to have these big issues on our mind about a Nebuchadnezzar is in the beginning of the idea of Aesis of Sushanakir Sarasak. Rambam would seem to say that there's a machlokes in how to define the mitzvah, but we have to understand Shema Yoichai. Shema Yoichai's definition is a minimalist lechakil, a migraden, but nish in a certain legal account is karoi, it's a different kind of key of mitzvah. To make Torah second nature, but that's part of the etzem key of mitzvah, which not everybody's going to reach. It's unique. But that's not, but that still is, but we have to finish up by saying that even if Shem Bar Yochai, according to Rambam, would still expect most people, even the Sfei Levi, to earn a panos of Derech Adam. Alright? We have time now, we've got an interesting limud in Reish Mem Vav. To look at the Shach and the Tav, and they grapple with the idea of Rabbanim getting paid. That Lechor is against the Rambam. Right? Because the Rabbanim are not living like Sheva Levi. Right? They're getting down there more than half a mile per hour. But they start in the secret. Let's take a look at the Shachter is more or less like a key in that this is how everybody else is the kind of mitzvah learning. It's a very important insight that it comes out that the major job of a Rav is to learn. I believe the Radak in Yeshua is a different approach to all of this. I didn't look it up this morning, to be honest, but I believe there is actually a different approach. The Shekhar often quotes the Dina. For care for everything he said. That the use of your life means to use all your extra time to learn. Because, have a look at it. Okay. So we'll go on to Sunday. We'll have Sunday, we'll have break this year. Oh. At 12 o'clock. So time to prepare, alright? The next study on Brichas Yayin. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Does it say 36 is where you are?
Where you are?
3 hours?
Yeah. I'll have a look at it. I don't know if I need to
tell you. Where's the first girl with the
Nela? The very end of the Chayisar.
piece of their bank, in the form of their own power.
My dear, it's awesome.